couple that I thought would kind of sum up this type of response. One pupil at the top there, the normal way we read can be boring. However, this was interactive and made my learning enjoyable. You know, it was different because it was multimedia interaction with the curator. And then finally, the project was more interesting because the normal way we do this is by reading books, which is boring. Classic type of response, I'm sure we can imagine. Lots of younger teenagers do react to books in that way, sadly, and they really got conveyed a sense that this was different. On the board, it was a bit more fun and interactive. So I'm very pleased to say that, you know, the project was really successful in this respect and really offers, through its continuing development, really offers the prospect of an exciting model which can be deployed in the classroom to try to reconnect these pupils. And I think this focus on their ability is particularly important for boys. You know, boys that get excited about technology and new media and using gadgets and this kind of thing. And it's boys, of course, that are particularly turned off and think looking at text is dry and boring. So I think this offers real potential as a way of appealing to lower ability pupils and in particular boys. I wasn't able to break down the sample on gender grounds, but I strongly suspect that a large number of these lower ability pupils were responding so positively to boys. I think this is an exciting project that offers some a great opportunity for schools to kind of re-engage with those two groups.